The Triumph of the Wicked is Short, August 24. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment? Think, oh, think, in your pleasure-seeking hours, that all these things have an end. Did you have correct views of life, endless life with God, how quickly would you turn from a life of pleasure and sin? How quickly would you change your mind, your course, and your company, and turn the strength of your affection to God and heavenly things? How resolutely would you scorn to yield to temptations which have deceived and captivated you? How zealous would be your efforts for the blessed life, how earnest and persevering your prayers to God for His grace to abide upon you, for His power to sustain you and help you resist the devil? How diligent would you be to improve every religious privilege to learn the ways and will of God? How careful would you be in meditating upon the law of God, and in comparing your life with its claims? How fearful would you be, lest you sin in word or deed, and how earnest to grow in grace and true holiness? Your conversation would not be on trifling things, but in heaven. Then glorious and eternal things would open before you, and you would not rest until you should increase more and more in spirituality. But earthly things claim your attention, and God is forgotten. I implore you to face right about, and to seek the Lord, that He may be found of you. Call upon Him while He is near.